So we get to spend time with music today, and I'm really looking forward to that. In about half an hour, we'll hear from some organists who are going to be giving a program on a new organ that's been built in North Idaho. But right now, we go to what is really emerging as a great opportunity for audiences and musicians, and that's the Perry Street Concert Series. It takes place... We'll find out on what frequency it takes place, but there is a concert there tonight at 8 o'clock. It's at the corner of 12th and Perry. The Emmaus Church is the location. And it is tonight a group called Josephine the Volcano. And Josephine the Volcano is just about to erupt in our studio. Let's let him do exactly that.
Ain't no cloud on high dark ride.
Live in our studio was the ensemble who called themselves Josephine the Volcano, comprised of Olivia Brownlee, Cody Hoag, and Kat Bula, and we'll meet them in a minute. But first, let's spend a little time with Tana Buckman-Bland, who is the originator of the Perry Street music series. Good morning.
Good morning, Vern.
And the actual title,
Perry Street Concert Series.
Perry Street Concert Series, and I mentioned in the intro, what, about one a month on whenever something good comes along, kind of.
Yes, because I am a performer as well. It's hard to find nights where the bands and I can be there at the same time.
And so the range, you have just about the broadest possible range of musical styles you're doing. To describe a few of the edges.
Well, some have been bluegrass, some have been Irish, some have been classical. I am open for anything possibly except for death metal. So.
Oh, come on.
None of that for us.
Okay. And so we do have Josephine the Volcano, and I'm trying to decide, do we say is or are about Josephine the Volcano?
Actually, Kat.
Here, let's move. Get some microphones aimed a little more toward you. And then grab this one so that you can, okay. Let's get them where we need to be. Okay, Olivia, let's start in on that.
Yeah, and actually Kat worked really hard on that copy, so I'm going to let her answer that question.
Okay.
The copy.
Are we an is or
I would say we are an is, because we are a collective of songwriters who all have our own solo projects, but then we come together and we sing harmony and we do things and share songs, and it's lovely.
But the plural is important, too.
Yeah, in yes. the form of Josephine the Volcano, and my way, way too used tired line, it's easy to form a band and hard to name it. Yeah. But anyway, and I know, I certainly know Olivia and a range of the things that you do, but let's kind of meet each of you and talk about how you would describe yourself in terms of musical style, either in terms of focus or limitation. So, Kat Bula, let's hear what you call yourself if somebody says, what kind of music do you do, Kat?
For Josephine the Volcano? Or
No, for yourself personally.
Myself. Well, I my stock answer to that is I have genre ADD, and I'll play anything that anyone lets me, including death metal.
You're welcome to play then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then tell me a bit of the range of things you do and have done.
Sure. Well, I do have, in my singer-songwriter world, I tend to do a lot of indie folk, indie pop kind of stuff. But in my fiddle world, I also have had amazing opportunities to collaborate with bluegrass bands, contemporary country, metal from time to time, definitely lots of rock and swing stuff as well.
Okay, so that's Kat Bula. And then Cody Hoag, kind of the same self-description of you.
Well, I guess I would call it roots Americana folk. That whole broad range. I do write songs, definitely got my start performing and playing in a more Appalachian style of music, but acoustic, broad range acoustic, I would say. I don't know, how would you describe that would be it.
Yeah. And for our purposes today, you were playing the guitar, and then Kat was playing the...
I was playing banjo.
Or banjo. Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry, I wasn't
was
looking
the banjo
into
player.
You're the banjo player, and yeah. and you were playing and Kat, you were playing the violin, or fiddle, was if you will, for this purpose. So then Olivia, who majored in drama and has done all kinds of things. So let's try to more or less define you artistically. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, just in terms of your love, the things you've done, and
one of the probably the most consistent thing I've done throughout my entire life is perform musically. And I've written songs, and I've been recording and releasing a song every month for 5 years. That has been the most consistent thing throughout my life, and it's largely been acoustic music, but again, a broad range of styles, everything from swing and cowboy music to bluegrass and Celtic and I have been in rock bands before.
Yeah. And the range of your instruments that you routinely play?
I'm mostly on guitar in this band, and I'm very happy about that because in the last iteration, I was playing a lot of banjo, and I'm not a terrible banjo player. Like, I'm a musical banjo player, but I'm very happy to have Cody Hogue on board. Because she has a little more knowledge of the actual way to play the instrument. Yeah,
but I am going to make you play banjo on one song.
Good. Okay.
Got it. At least.
So, then you have to play guitar. So there's the three of you who form this group, Josephine the Volcano. And then the song we just heard was written by you, wasn't it, Olivia?
It was, yeah.
Is that was one of your songs of the month?
It was one of my songs of the month. I recorded it with a band in L.A. called Sugar in the Gourd.
Okay, and so then you all have these songs. Have you created, since this group has been together, some that are uniquely only done by this group yet? Or have you been together? or have you been together that long?
We haven't had enough time.
How long? When did you start playing together?
Yesterday? No. May?
I've been a member of Cody Hogue's band for almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And Olivia and I have had the chance to play together in a previous iteration of Josephine the Volcano. Mm-hmm. So we're not starting totally from scratch, but many things are very fresh still.
Sure. But it's the beauty of each of you's ability and attitude that you can come together and quickly find something, isn't it? And, you know, find the commonality in what you do. So within that descriptor, talk about the joys of the three of you performing together.
I think it's just super fun, as someone who loves harmony, getting to really dial in on that three-part, especially women vocal harmony, is really fun. And it's neat because exploring our different ranges, what I found really nice is it's like, oh, that part's a little low for me. We're just able to switch and move around, and it still sounds really good. So that's exciting.
And that's Cody Hogue playing, the woman who was playing banjo in the previous tune. And certainly we got a great example of your singing in that last one. Well, let's hear a little bit more of your music before we talk more about it. What else do you have for us?
I think this next one we're going to do, this kind of exemplifies maybe more of the swing style that we're going to bring to shows. And so we'll be doing a cover of Mood Indigo.
Okay. We'll send you out for that while Tana and I talk about you for a moment.
Okay.
And what we're going to talk about is how did you find these people, Tana?
Oh, this is a wonderful story. I was hired by Max Mendez to play the High Lonesome Mass at St. Al's Cathedral back, last year sometime, I think. And our good friend Olivia Brownlee was playing banjo, of all things, in this small group of bluegrass people. And I just fell in love with her. And she and I kind of hit it off. We clicked. Mm-hmm. And then I've collaborated with her on a song of the month. She had me play on one of her songs. And she's even house sat for me. So.
Perfect. Well, let's go back to the studio, and what we're going to enjoy is this oh-so-famous Duke Ellington piece.
You ain't been blue. No, no. You ain't been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down to your shoes while I sit and sigh. Go long blue. Indigo, since my baby said goodbye. In the evening, when lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be when indigo, I could lay me down and die.
From our studio, that was Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo, done by Josephine the Volcano. And that is, they're at the Perry Street Concert Series tonight at 8 o'clock, that is, at the corner, essentially at the corner of 12th and Perry. Set back just a little bit is the Emmaus Church, and that's exactly where they're going to be doing their playing. And so we got yet another of their styles with their really lovely vocals of Mood Indigo. And then who was the trumpet player among you?
That's Olivia.
That's one of my sticky shticks.
That's really great to do those imitations of instruments, which were really done a lot in the late 40s and early 50s when there was a big musicians union strike. Oh. And so that's how they got around it. That was a real rise of the singers learning how to imitate trombones and trumpets and everything else.
I'd never heard that, Vern. Thank you for that tidbit.
Yeah, so you can use that now in your announcements. And so now we've already had two great examples of your style. And I hate to keep talking about style because we all know it should be a disappearing line, and yet it becomes the reference from which we start. Mm-hmm. So having given that kind of chicken caveat that I just did, can you talk any more about the range of things you try, or is that the beauty of it? You just start singing and see what happens. Because that was clearly an old Duke Ellington jazz tune that you made your own. Where do you draw other material beyond your own original material and things like that?
That's a great question.
I know for myself, what I thought maybe I could bring to the group was the background in the traditional and Appalachian style. I studied it, went down and did a master's program in Appalachian Studies in Boone, North Carolina, and so got exposed to that. So I feel like that can be something maybe that fits within the genre, quote unquote, of the band, but can be a unique flavor to bring to it.
Nice, yeah. Any other unique things, anybody?
So much unique.
Yeah.
We like to, I believe the official line on our website is we like to explore the interactions between different Americana music or American musics, and trying to be true to each one and not just blending them together in a blender, but still exploring where those relationships are. And that's one of the things that brings this three particular musicians together is all being people that have explored multiple American styles, whether that be, swing or bluegrass or... Mm-hmm.
Well, you certainly proved it with the Duke Ellington piece. it was. I mean, it was just right where it needed to be, and so that was a nice one. Josephine the Volcano, and this sounds like your October tour, because I not only alluded to the reason you're here immediately, the 8 o'clock concert tonight at the Perry Street Concert Series. But then in a couple of days, you're going to be at the Rockin' Bee Ranch. Is this kind of Olivia Brownlee, whose parents run the Rockin' Bee Ranch, is this the Final Supper show of the season?
It's the next to Final Supper show of the season. So this is the final weekend, this Friday and Saturday. So if you haven't been to the Rockin' Bee Ranch, or you haven't been this year, or you want to go again this year, call immediately. 509-891-9016.
There you go. And then even at the same time, you're going to give them the slip and run to Newport. And do something at the Padre Playhouse on the 5th. And then just across the state line in Old Town, Idaho, you're going to perform again. And so it says on your list here. But anyway, so very busy. And you, I assume, like everybody in the world, you have a website that if one simply Googles Josephine the Volcano, we'll have all the information that we need about you. Nice. Well, before you go away, I want to pull it back again to Tana to talk a little bit more about a couple of upcoming thoughts and plans and hopes for the Perry Street Concert Series.
So this is... been an experimental year. I started, I think, last February, having different bands come and play. What I hope for is to also feature young musicians and give them opportunity to perform. So they will open for great bands such as Josephine the Volcano. Tonight I have one of my students in her family band, and we'll just call them the Morozov family band for now, they are going to open for Josephine the Volcano. They'll be playing some kind of jazzy, fiddly tunes also to kind of give the flavor. My other hope is to keep incorporating some of the great musicians that I just have been able to meet over the years. Even in the Perry District, we have so many different genres of professional performing musicians, and they're all my friends, or soon to be friends. So once a month, hopefully we can keep this up. I think my band Tango Volcado, we're going to try to do a performance, and whoever else out there wants to contact me, please like us on the Perry Street Concert Series on Facebook. Good. And my contact information is there.
Well, on the way out to play your last tune for us, what are you going to play?
We'll play a country waltz that I wrote.
Lovely.
Capula. Yes.
What's its name?
It's called Here and O'Hare.
Here and O'Hare. Well, let's send you out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Josephine the Volcano. They're going out.
Bye,
to
Josephine
studio.
The Volcano.
And even as they get ready, then the other Tana Bachman will be Thursday night at the library doing the amazing play in which you are an actor for using your violin as your speaking device.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that is the Scent of a Thousand Rains, which is Thursday night at the library at 7 o'clock. Public library right at 7, because we're going to be broadcasting it live here.
And it's free to the public.
Yeah.
That's very important. We were able to secure a SAGA grant, Spokane Arts Awards, and we're very thankful to Spokane Arts for that.
Nice. So a lot of things going on. So let's conclude this segment of things with Josephine the Volcano and this waltz.
I put it there a long time ago. For years now I thought that I'd lost it. It didn't matter, there was no place for it to go. No one unlocks the front door but me. The cat doesn't need a spare key. What's the hanging round here anyhow? If there's one thing I've learned from my friends, 10 a.m. I'll be seeing you again, my old friend, American Air. 'Cause there's a patch of brown earth glad to soak up these tears, and it's somewhere between here.
That waltz, which was written by Cat Bula, one of the three members of the group Josephine the Volcano, tonight at 8 o'clock at the Perry Street Concert Series, which is 12th and Perry.